All right, what's up, everybody?
Intro music or what?
Well, yeah, but I can talk over it.
Go ahead.
They know the intro music by now, okay?
What's up, everybody?
I'm surprising them, and they're like, I want them every week to just sit in anticipation when the intro music comes on. They're like, when are they going to start talking?
Next week, we just won't be here.
Next week, we're just going to play the music 4 times in a row. And they're going to be like, wait, are they ever coming on?
No, we'll just play it for 30 straight minutes.
So I know we don't talk about this because this is a sports show, but I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Go ahead.
This is not related to sports at all.
All right.
Have you seen the video of R. Kelly on The Voice?
No.
Okay. I'll talk to you about it later. If you haven't seen it, go Google it. He does the exact same thing for about 7 minutes.
Oh, so that's how it applies to the...
Yeah, because gotcha. it never... You're watching it, and 5 minutes later, you're wondering, how am I still watching this? Nothing has happened. Because you're waiting for something to happen.
I got you.
So we could do 7 minutes of intro music because there are people that would be like, I'm waiting for something to happen.
There we go.
And it never happened. It'll happen.
But
though,
anyway,
so.
If you're just joining us for the first time, if you saw our
in a long time
that we pulled this past week.
Shout out to Zach. Look at him getting all the views.
Yeah, we did all right.
Repping his team.
We did all right. If you haven't seen, I'm actually going to put pictures up. Last week I said I was going to put pictures up and I didn't.
Gotcha.
But if you haven't seen, we did this at the mural that was painted in Venice at Vic's Barbecue in Venice. That was painted for LeBron and it was vandalized and the artist painted over it. So we went and set this up.
That's
and,
so rude.
Filmed a little video. If you want to check it out, it's a pinned video of us setting it up. I'm sure it's long since been taken down, but that's okay. So
it was stolen. It wasn't taken down.
Well, taken down by an angry vandal.
Right.
Just like the mural was vandalized and
that's
what have
so,
you.
Stop but, vandalizing stuff, people.
Welcome to Back to Sports.
Where we talk about nothing but sports.
Yes. So we keep the off-the-field issues off the field, all the politics off of our show.
Ain't no baby mama.
We don't do
drama
any of
here.
That. We talk about things that are actually affecting the play on the field and the players' performances on the field as such.
And our opinions of said such place.
Right. And we keep the politics and stuff out of it. So if you're looking for something like that, you have found it. Welcome.
Here we are.
We're happy to have you. But this is
glad
a show that we
here.
Do every week. We also release it as a podcast. So if you want to search Back to Sports on anywhere you get your podcasts, we are there. So you can do that if you just want to listen to us. If you
here
want to watch,
I am.
Feel free. Please, God, interact with us. You know, give us your opinions and your takes. Go
give
back
us,
and watch our other
give
videos.
Give us a little something.
And, yeah, you can let us know, you know, what you think about everything. But I'm done plugging for ourselves on our own show.
Nice.
So let's jump right into it.
Okay. Should we start with the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, of course. The Home Run Derby, man.
So I'm going to say.
You watched the entire thing.
I watched most of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I caught like the second half of the first round.
Got it.
So, but yeah, so
and
pretty
the
much the whole
of-
thing. I will say this. I think the Home Run Derby is amazing.
Really?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I watched none of it, so.
So I don't know that even next year I would go out of my way to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we wanted to go do something like get a drink or something, and the Home Run Derby's on, I'm gonna be that guy that says, "Hey, can you put the Home Run Derby on?" Because I'm intrigued.
Okay.
So just for anyone that doesn't know, Bryce Harper won.
Yes, he did.
It was amazing.
Was it?
Yeah, it was because
I saw him hit the last one.
Okay, so we were talking about this last week.
They have a new format, though.
They do.
So,
we'll get into that. And now I forgot what I was going to freaking say.
Bryce Harper won. I saw the last one. I'll talk about the format then while you're trying to think about
it. Okay, yeah.
So the format used to be they had X amount of guys, and they would hit home runs, and the guy who had the lowest home runs would be out that round. And then eventually they changed it to, I believe, a head-to-head format where it was...
Which I like.
Two guys, unlimited time, and so many outs, I think. You had 10.
It was, there was no time constraint on it. You just had 10 outs.
Right, 10
so
outs.
So obviously if you hit a home run, that doesn't count as an out.
Anything other than that was an out.
Was an out,
unless
yeah.
you just didn't swing at the ball at all.
Right. You were given free pitches if you were to take a break.
Now, the way they do it, I believe they have 4 minutes.
It was 3.5 or 4. I never quite saw
sure
when they started.
4 minutes.
Oh, I remember what I was going
to
say.
4 minutes to hit as many as you can out. At the end of 4 minutes, it's a head-to-head bracketed tournament. At the end of the 4 minutes, so one guy goes first, one guy goes second. First guy goes for 4 minutes. The second guy goes for 4 minutes or until he beats the first guy. And then they just whittle down the tournament from there. So that's the format that they're working with now that Bryce Harper won today. So what do you have? What are you trying to say?
Well, so we'll keep talking about this. So they get a timeout.
Okay.
And they have a bonus. So if you hit in your span of hitting home runs, I don't know if it changes based on the ballpark, mm-hmm. but for at least today, if you hit 2 440 plus home runs,
okay.
you get an extra 30 seconds at oh, the wow. end of your time.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know
if this is straight up like an arcade game.
What do you mean?
Like just a video game that you would yeah, play on PS4.
So I don't necessarily know that I like the head to head. I think that they should just take the top four people. They should just reseed it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So
like,
the reason I don't like it is
the what?
The head to head and the 4 minutes thing.
Okay.
Is because like you won't have guys hitting unless they're first. You won't have guys hitting as many as they could hit. Right? Because all you got to do is beat the guy in front of you.
Right.
So the guy in front of you only hits six. Once you hit seven,
right.
if you hit seven in the first minute, then yeah. it's over. You don't have Josh Hamilton hitting ungodly amounts of
home runs. That was crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny. Every article I read today about
about Josh Hamilton.
It was all about 2008, Josh Hamilton.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane run.
So.
But anyway.
Here's the thing. You can find there are good things and bad things about it.
Yep.
So, like, this is what I think. Honestly, what I would do is if you can't make up your mind on which format you want to use,
yep.
let the players that are Major League Baseball players vote.
Okay.
So, because here's the thing. So, think about it like this is what I've thought about. If I'm Bryce Harper, right, mm-hmm. and I prefer one format over the other, mm-hmm. I'm going to go lobby to my guys that have votes.
You think they care that much?
No, but they might.
Okay.
And so, if I know that, because guys that aren't going to be even talked about for the Home Run Derby.
Like, pretty much half the field of this Home Run Derby.
Well, 75% of baseball players.
Well, yeah, but even this Home Run Derby.
But, you know, they're not going to care.
I looked at the
So, if I'm your teammate, you're Bryce Harper, I'm your teammate, and you say, hey, like, I want you to vote this way because, like, I have a good chance of participating. I would prefer this. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, sure.
So, at the end of the day, the players vote, and the people that are going to be in it are going to lobby for the way that they want it to happen.
Okay.
So let everybody vote, and then however the play, and even if it changes year to year, maybe you get the 10 outs 1 year, and then the next year you get the four minutes. Like,
sure.
Let the people that are in it decide how it's ran.
That's fair.
So the only thing I'm not okay with is the bonus time.
Yeah.
I don't care. Unless you hit 2 900-foot home runs, we'll give you an extra 30 seconds.
30 seconds is a lot of time.
That's what I'm saying.
If you want to make it 10 seconds, maybe.
Right?
Can you get okay,
or an X or an X number of pitches?
Can you get like multiple sets of this 30 second bonus time?
No, it's you have to hit in your initial time. You have to hit 2 440 plus home runs.
I'm actually okay with it then.
No.
Yeah.
You have X amount of time. Beat the guy or don't.
No. The guy has the same opportunity.
Okay. Well, then I would be okay if the first guy got it and the second guy didn't.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Well, no, because like you just said you just said the second guy, like, he already knows how many he has to get, so go out and get that many.
Yeah, okay. He will, and he can get the bonus time, too.
I'm just saying.
That's stupid.
So we were talking about, last week, we were talking about people dropping off, like, players dropping off after they participate in the Home Run Derby.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
on the second half of the season. Yeah. Okay, I still don't know that that's true, because I'm not a sports scientist. But if it is, it makes sense. Like, actually sitting down.
You feel better about it now?
And watching.
Because you were railing against it last week.
No, I was. And I'll be, that's what I'm saying. I could be wrong. I'd be very wrong. Like, watching them swing the bat that many times, even though the pitches are obviously slower.
Yeah.
The amount that they're swinging. So, Bryce Harper in his final round to win it had 19 home runs.
Right.
But he took a lot more than 19 swings.
Right.
In just the final round of that game.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I get it. So
I just don't understand how you're a professional athlete and it like messes with you so much that like you don't recover from it.
Well, think how many times you potentially swing in a game.
They don't play another game until Sunday though.
Well, no, but I'm saying think about how many times you potentially swing in a game. Say you have 3 at bats, say you swing 4 times per at bat.
Probably more than that. Probably at least 5
so
or
what,
6.
15 times?
Okay. Or it's a game where you get up 4 times. Because that's really
okay.
Easy
what
to
would you
do.
Say the average? I'm asking you what the average is. You
I
would
don't know
25, if you had to guess.
30 swings in a game, 25 or 30.
Okay, so we'll go with 25.
Maybe less because you take pitches.
That's
you
what
take
I'm
a ball,
saying.
You take a strike.
Okay, so we'll just go. We'll
Let's
just,
go 20.
We'll go 20.
20 swings.
Okay, so I mean, so you're playing an extra. I mean, you more than anyone, you're playing at least an extra 3 or 4 games that other people aren't playing, and then he's going to play in the All-Star game tomorrow.
These guys have steep drop-offs, though.
I get that, but maybe they might be onto something. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I can prove
I just don't
that or
it.
I can't prove that. I'm just saying after watching them do it, because I watched all the rounds for Bryce Harper,
yep.
all 3 of his rounds.
Yep.
Love that he won because he's still my vote for MVP. So Well, here's my early season. My NL. Okay. My
NL. Good God. Are you insane?
Yeah, no. Not right now.
Okay.
If we had to repick.
Not picking him.
When does the season resume?
Sunday, I think.
Okay, so we'll do our second half. Next week we'll do second half.
We'll evaluate our
right.
current picks.
We'll go back and watch, and we'll tell you who our picks were at the beginning of the season, and then we'll say if we're going to stick with them. I'm actually going to write that down because that's a great idea.
That is a great idea. So definitely write that down.
Repick MVP.
I guarantee we're not sticking with anything.
No, so we'll give you. Not that we're jumping ship, but
no, but we'll reevaluate, and then we'll take a mulligan on it and see what we do.
I'm
pretty sure that Bryce Harper's hitting like 214 or something right now.
I can tell you right now what he's hitting. Actually, he's hit 214. Did you know that?
I heard it today on PTI.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Credit for that. I was like, damn, that's really good. That's impressive.
Because Mike and Tony are finally back. They've been out for a week. It was killing me.
It's summer, baby.
Oh God, I hate it. They take more vacation than anybody I've ever known in my life.
So it might be. It's not. It might be. To me, I might like it more than any other challenge in any other professional sport that they have that's outside of the All-Star game.
I agree with that. My favorite thing ever.
Because I don't really care for the dunk contest. There's no dunk you're going to do that I haven't seen before.
The only thing. Look, okay. First off, you got to get more guys in there that are big home run hitters.
Okay.
I don't want to watch. I literally didn't know like three or four of those guys. And you might say, oh, well, you're just not a baseball fan. I don't follow all the baseball teams, no. So I did not know
Those guys can hit home runs, though. Clearly, they all hit home runs.
They were all pretty high. However.
It was a good home run derby.
I don't care.
I got you.
Like, I don't.
You care when the bigger names.
I don't care that someone from Cincinnati hit 45 home runs. I don't care. Right. Like, I don't know.
I don't know if you want their names. Those are all their names.
Okay. Jesus Aguilar and Rhys Hoskins. I don't care how many home runs they hit.
Okay.
Max Muncy. I don't care how many home runs he hit. Gotcha. So I know more of these guys than I initially said.
Right. You know the names of them.
Yes. And I know who they play for and what they
right.
Like, if they're. But I want to see Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton.
Right.
And JD Martinez. But JD Martinez wanted to be in the home run derby a couple years back, and they told him no. And so he said, "I'll never be in the home run derby, no matter what." So they came calling this year, and he told him no.
I mean, good for him.
But anyway. The only thing I think would be better than the home run derby with a bunch of people in it that I know or that I want to see, like not even that I just people that I want to see, would be one on one in the NBA. I think that would trump everything that you could ever do as far as All Star,
right?
Pro Bowl.
I like if you're gonna have an event, then get the best people that are qualified to participate, like the 3-point shooting contest.
Yeah.
Then go out and get the top 10 or whatever 3-point shooters.
Right.
And they do that. So if you're going to have the home run derby, then get people that are the best at hitting home runs.
And you know how you get those people, Trevor?
How?
Money.
You incentivize them. No, I got you. You have to do it. So
all right, moving on to the MLB All-Star game, which takes place on what, Thursday?
Tomorrow night? Yeah.
So okay.
They had the celebrity game, so they had the home run derby.
So Tuesday night.
Yeah, so
Tuesday
night.
Yeah,
Tuesday
game.
Night. Okay. Yeah.
You going to watch?
No.
Nah, I'm not either.
It's just
is funny because like I watch the NBA All-Star game almost every year. This is the only All-Star game that means anything.
Okay.
And I couldn't give any more shits about it.
This is what decides who has
home field advantage in the freaking World
That's
Series.
That's so stupid.
In the World Series.
And you know why it's not competitive?
Why?
Because you know who you select to your All-Star team? 117 pitchers. That's who you get to pick.
What?
When you pick All-Stars,
yeah.
You have 117 pitchers you get to pick from. So I was looking at the list today. So these are just the starters for the skilled positions.
Yeah, sure. I don't want to read them all.
If that's what they call them.
Yeah.
You can go look up the rosters. And then I think you have nine starting pitchers.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
So you have one for each inning.
Okay.
And then I think there was like six or seven relief pitchers that you got to pick. Stop. You're not making it competitive. Like you just
that's the problem.
You're giving out
yes.
This is what I think.
This is an old argument, but
you
yes.
get four pitchers, one for each division, and then just one wild card. Not that they have to be from the like in that order. You could have two from the AL East and one from you see what I'm saying? But four is a good number because each division could be represented.
So they represent all 30 MLB teams in the All-Star game.
Which I think is just erroneous. Erroneous.
I don't disagree with you at all.
And so stop. Don't make it that way.
I think the whole thing should be a fan vote. But I think it should be fan
vote. No, you just stop giving every pitcher. Getting accepted to the All-Star game as a pitcher is like getting a participation award. Hey, you know what? You weren't the best, not even by a little bit, but you were better than the rest. So we're going to give you this. You get to start on the All-Star team.
Okay, let me take back what I said about stupid. It should all be a fan vote. Either it shouldn't count for anything.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And it can all be a fan vote. Or it should count for home and field advantage in the World Series, and it should just be a player vote.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because if it's just a player vote and it counts for the World Series, these guys are only going to vote in guys that they think will help them get home field advantage in the World Series.
Okay.
I lean much more towards let's not make this count for anything because it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Don't make it count for that. Like, I still like that the best team.
Give everybody $1 million.
Two teams that go to the finals, the team with the best record has home. Like, that's what you work for.
Yes.
What else do the wins do you?
I agree. Like, it's insane to me. It's absolutely insane, and I do not like
that. You could win as a wild card, make it to
the World Series,
home field advantage, even though the team that you're playing is better than you are.
Yep.
Wait, why? What?
Yeah, no, I agree.
You don't have to win. You just have to get in. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to win anything. You just got to just slide on in there.
Yeah, no division.
So.
I'm excited to do the second half of the season thing, though. That's a solid MLB episode, and we haven't had enough of that lately. Right? So we've done.
Get me excited about MLB, and I will do my research.
You do. You're a MLB. Fiend.
So I can tell you right now, so we're not going to go over all the stats for all of the starters because, I mean, that would take forever.
Yes.
So that I do have a question. Really, you will really probably boring. Know this.
Okay.
So they have a starter for the DH for the AL,
okay, but
they don't have one for the NL.
Where is the All-Star game being played?
That I don't know.
It's being played. I do know. It's in Washington. They're a National League team. They're playing by National League rules.
So why would you have a starting designated hitter?
They can
pitch hit him.
They can pinch hit him.
Gotcha.
They'll pinch hit him.
Okay.
I mean, they'll pinch hit.
I still think that whole thing is absurd.
Well, it is absurd. They should just have a DH in both leagues.
Or get rid of DHs altogether.
No.
I don't have a problem either way. Just get rid of the inconsistency.
Okay, let's just get rid of the ninth batter. Let's eliminate the ninth batter.
Okay.
No DH, no pitcher.
Okay.
No.
I'm okay with that.
You got to understand, it's my favorite player of all time is a DH.
Yeah, I get that. I get that because you're a Red Sox fan.
This is a damn good sports time for me, my man. We'll see. If Jimmy Garoppolo plays half decent, the Lakers just got LeBron. The Red Sox are back on top.
You guys might get Le'Veon Bell next year.
God. And
so
now the Niners might be doing something.
Okay.
I'm back to my front running. I'm not a front runner, but
you're back. You can root for everybody.
Yes, and
proudly.
I love it because we've been trash. The Sox have been trash since the last series. The Lakers have been trash since when Kobe was still there, and the Niners have been trash since Colin Kaepernick's whole thing.
Okay, so what I was talking about stats.
Yep.
Just looking at the numbers, batting averages, home runs, RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the National League is doing.
Okay.
But they just, even on paper, compared to the American League starters, just look like absolute garbage.
Like what in particular?
Like just everything. Like total RBIs between all the players, total home runs between all the players, the average batting average between all of the players.
Is this home runs right here?
Yes.
Wow.
10. You have two players starting on the National League All-Star team that have hit a total of 10 home runs.
And that's, who is that? Brandon Crawford.
Yeah.
Shortstop for the Giants. And Nick Markakis from the Braves.
Yeah.
So at least, I mean, their averages are good, though.
Yeah, but that's what
292
I'm just,
and
if you take all the numbers, if you take the whole team as one number, like you took all three
categories.
This dude's
batting 292. He's got 10 homers and 39 RBIs, and that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what a player.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Then
just
you've
looking
got Bryce
at the raw
freaking Harper with batting, his 214 batting average. I'd
which
love
I wouldn't
to know
be
his, I'd love to know his strikeouts.
I wouldn't be surprised if he bats 700 tomorrow. That wouldn't surprise me. So, but no, it's funny to look at all, because like to me that's what's important. Like when I was looking earlier, they have the breakdown for like All Star Weekend on ESPN. They had the article and like they talked about like who got like the biggest snub, like you know like who got snubbed. Yeah, yeah. It's like you weren't good enough. Clearly, people didn't think you were good enough.
Yep.
But to me, okay, so the first thing I look at, because this was pitchers, I didn't write down all the pitcher stats,
right.
Was something Snell.
Oh, God, from the Rays?
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, okay, but you know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
From the Rays, the pitcher
and that
from
was
the Rays.
Whoever wrote the article.
He's the biggest, yeah, he's like the consensus
biggest
snub. Yeah.
For either side, like, of this All-Star thing. So to me, as a pitcher, to me, your most important stat is wins and losses.
I'm going to so much disagree with so much of that you're saying right now.
Or earned run average.
I'm going to go with...
What? So, if out of... So, okay, so they... When you click on their thing, on their name, they give you three stats. Mm-hmm. They give you wins, losses. Mm-hmm. They give you ERA. And they give you whip. Strikeouts.
Strikeouts, okay.
I don't give a shit how many strikeouts you have.
No, I don't either.
That is the most important thing to me of the three.
But I'm still going to get hype if you get over 300. That's impressive.
Yeah, okay, but who cares?
Me.
If you go 1 in 907 and you had 300 strikeouts, yeah, that's great. Nobody cares.
Okay, sure. Moving on. What were you saying?
But what I'm saying is, so he is like 12 and 4 or 14 and 2. He has a really good has a really good win-loss record this season.
Yeah.
And he has like a 2.09 ERA. Killing it.
Yeah.
But Justin Verlander, who has a higher ERA, more strikeouts, but is 9-5 on the season, like, got the start above him.
That's pretty
whoever wrote the article, I completely agree with you, because to me, like, Justin Verlander, besides strikeouts, doesn't beat him in any of the other two categories that to me are more important as a pitcher.
I agree with you.
Than strikeouts.
But look, you got to understand that he's coming from Tampa Bay and nobody watches in Tampa Bay.
Who cares? You're still winning.
I agree with
you. And you still have a low ERA. You still got to go pitch.
Before you gave me those numbers, and even now, if you ask me, you got to win one game, who you starting, this dude or Justin Verlander?
I'm
taking Verlander every time.
But he's only going to pitch one inning. Who cares? Who is the most deserved. That's not what the All-Star game comes down to.
I'm just telling you what I'm doing.
Hey, if we needed
I'm
a
just
pitcher.
What I would do? Do you want me to tell you what I would do? Do you want me to sit here like a goon and be quiet?
Oh, goon.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So is Coors Field the smallest field and the shortest field in baseball?
I don't know why.
Okay.
The Rockies field?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but it's the highest altitude.
Because for the National League, they were talking about one of the Rockies pitcher, like that was their like one of their biggest snubs, and it's because he had like a moderate.
It's not that it's short. It's that it's high altitude.
Balls travel faster. Yeah. Okay, so he had like, I think his ERA was like 2.79, 2.89.
I mean, you have to split hairs at a certain point, though.
Right. I know, so, I get that. You know what I mean? I just didn't know. My initial thought was that it was the shortest field in baseball.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? So obviously the shorter the field.
For sure.
More likely you are to hit more home runs. So
some drama unfolding in the NFL.
Uh-oh.
Le'Veon Bell not signing his extension with the Steelers.
None of that that's not surprising.
So a report came out. I read this report, and I don't know where it's from, but I read a report that he wanted to be paid $14.5 million
a year. Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what he told them.
I read a report that they offered him $14 million a year, and he said no.
Oh, my. Dude.
So he, for good 5, for him. 5, for 500 grand a year, he said no.
Yeah, $500,000. He said, nah, I'm good.
And it would, over the lifetime of the deal, would have cost him $2.5 million when he's making $14 million a year. Like, I get what this dude wants to do, but, like, are you sure somebody else is going to pay you that much money?
I think that they will, though. I genuinely believe that.
Okay, but then is it about the money? Because, yeah, some shit team will pay him $14.5 million. But then you're playing in, I don't know, freaking...
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Well, I'm not even
going to... Well, not right now, but
Jets.
Going off of...
The Jets.
Yeah, no. And it's cold.
Yeah, you want to play for the... Well, it's cold in Pittsburgh, too.
No, I guess that's true.
But, like, you want to play for the Jets for $2.5 million over the course of your deal?
Right.
That's what you want to do?
I don't.
Or you can stay in Pittsburgh?
Right.
They've already locked up.
A city that bleeds football.
And they've already locked up the best receiver in the league.
Mike Tomlin probably has the keys
to the
city.
I don't care what you say. Welcome to Back to Sports. Antonio Brown is the best receiver in the league. It's not even a question. You can take your Julio Jones, and you can take your Odell Beckham Jr.
Who's questioning
you? And you can go fuck yourself.
You're having a fake conversation right now.
No, I'm having a conversation with a guy who's watching the show. I was like, these two morons that I've been watching for the past 24 minutes think that Antonio Brown he's the best wide receiver in the NFL. So shut up, sit down, be humble, watch a different show.
Be humble.
Skip Bayless.
Sorry, I don't know what all that was about.
I got mad.
I like Antonio Brown.
He's
I like their whole team.
I do too.
I really, 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 really need them to win a Super Bowl together.
I agree.
Like, I really want that.
I agree. I really hope that he didn't turn down a contract. I hope that's not true. I hope that report isn't inaccurate, because that's ridiculous to me.
That he would turn out $500,000. Right.
That's ridiculous. At that point, we're splitting here. I think that players should get as much money as they can get.
Right.
But at a certain point, if you really want to be somewhere...
Then you take
you gotta
half
meet him
a
somewhere.
Million.
If it's $500,000 a year, I got problems with Le'Veon Bell.
Right.
Now, Le'Veon Bell doesn't give a shit
what you
about
think.
Me and my problems with him. But
truer words have never been spoken.
But I got problems with Le'Veon Bell.
I got you.
I'm still going to watch him. I'm still going to try to draft him in fantasy.
Oh, I will draft him. I will still draft him number one.
So we're going to do obviously a fantasy football breakdown.
Yeah, we will.
And we'll probably...
Jared, we'll probably have you back on the show.
Why? Did he do my fantasy football breakdown last year?
No, you guys just broke down like all the divisions and like sounded super intelligent. And
oh, we did every division.
We'll give.
We're bringing that back.
We're
going to
bring.
We're bringing that back.
Oh, are we?
Let me talk. We're bringing that back.
Let him talk.
Yeah, let me talk. Damn it. Because he doesn't know what I'm going to say.
I think Jared should be our fantasy draft expert.
Like, Jared's never won a fantasy league, but sure.
But he knows everything about everybody.
It's not a bad idea. So we'll bring Jared
like Field Yates.
Yeah, I
got you. You want some Matthew fantasy? Berry. Yeah, you want some fantasy advice? We got a guy.
You want some fannies?
Sure. Fannies? maybe.
Okay.
The price is
we're
right.
We're gonna do the exact same thing we did last year. We are going to break down division by division in the NFL and give you win and loss records at the before the season starts.
Okay.
So we will start working on that ASAP because that's gonna be soon.
September. I'm gonna say when's the kickoff?
Well, yeah, but we got
when is the kickoff?
We gotta do two divisions a week at least.
So we'll probably ramp back up.
So we'll probably ramp back
up. So probably start of August, we can start that.
We'll probably ramp back up to two shows a week at that point.
Gotcha.
Just because we have a lot of things going on. We'll have NBA coming up. We'll have MLB going on. And NFL.
The best time of the year.
Yeah. So we'll probably ramp back up to if you've been a fan of the show for a while, you know that when it's busy, we do two shows.
Yes.
So we'll probably bring that back.
We will bring that back is what he's saying.
We definitely will bring that back. But we're going to break down.
We're not putting out.
No. We can only put out.
I was going to say X amount of minutes.
So many minutes.
So many minutes.
So. Look out for those. We might even do those ones in the shorter 15-minute episodes and just do the regular show and then do the 15 minutes.
Hit the headlines
a couple
and the
days
big
later.
One.
But there's a new NFL kickoff rule change that I don't know about, so why don't you tell me?
Yeah, so they're trying to change the kickoff again at this point. Just get rid of kickoff.
Don't you dare.
You know it's going to happen eventually.
Shut up, Trevor.
I don't agree with it. I'm just saying
their new rule?
So they're trying to... And I don't know all the technicalities of what this rule means. So what they're trying to do is eliminate two-man wedge blocks, but not all double teams on kickoffs.
I don't know what.
So they're trying to make it more punt action.
What the hell's a wedge block for starters? I think it's when two guys kind of make a wedge like this.
Okay.
And then like funnel the guys on the sides of them.
Right. So the rule,
I don't know what the hell
so
a double
the rule
team is,
currently
yeah.
is after the ball is kicked, a double team block is permissible only by players who were initially lined up in the setup zone. So I'm
we
guessing,
really went balls to the wall with this one because I have no idea what it's saying.
Yeah. So, but I'm just saying,
if you know what it's saying,
Jared, I know you know
please
what this
God,
is saying.
Put it in the comments what the hell this is talking about.
But yeah, so they're trying to change kickoff again.
Okay.
And just like. If you guys just don't like kickoff, because they say that kickoff is like one of the highest plays that leads to concussions.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, and I'm the guy that's saying they let them know the risk that they're getting into,
yes.
and if they want to get paid this money to play the sport, let them play it.
Work.
Stop changing the game, but that's obviously not going to happen. So.
Speaking of kicking, I got to show you Colton's promo video for the season.
Okay.
He salt bays on the football.
Okay.
Like he catches the ball, he sets it down, and then he has salt, and he does the salt.
I love it.
Oh, you were off the internet. You don't know what salt bay is, do you?
Yeah, I know. I was just going with it.
Trevor doesn't know what salt bay is.
Damn it.
But go check out Colton Schmidt. He's the punter for the Buffalo Bills. Check him out on Instagram, Schmitty Kicker. But, yeah, I'll show you after we're done.
Okay.
We got one more piece of news, and it's humongous.
It's probably the biggest piece of news you're
it's
here all
the
summer.
The biggest piece of news all week, at least, but definitely all summer. There's like, look, in America,
right?
LeBron, what LeBron's doing
right.
like this summer, than this, in my opinion.
Okay. For the summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened?
France won the World Cup 4-2, baby.
Oh, come on.
Woo!
Love them World Cups, though.
Oh, my God. Did you watch the game? Did
no,
you see the final?
Didn't,
you didn't
no.
get to see the final? Oh, that's a bummer.
I saw, like, the last 10 minutes of it.
It was crazy. There was a hand...
Handball?
Hand penalty in the penalty box.
Gotcha. So
it was a penalty kick. They had just tied it 1-1.
Okay.
Handball.
Who had just tied it? Croatia?
Croatia. Thank you.
Got you.
I've been drinking.
I've been drinking.
France and Croatia. So France was up 1-0.
Okay.
Croatia tied it 1-1. Then... France was attacking, handball, penalty kick, 2-1, and that's all she wrote from there.
Okay.
Just momentum swings and stuff like that.
It's their first World Cup win in the last 20 years, so you know it, good for them.
But did you know that only seven teams have won the World Cup ever?
Yeah.
Like Brazil's won it like four times.
Yeah, they've
France
won the most. Germany
France
has won
it twice. Germany's
yeah.
won it like four or five times. Spain's won it a handful of times.
Yeah.
Italy.
Oh yeah, it really is for your country. It is like one of the greatest things that you can ever do for
absolutely
your country.
Absolutely,
especially outside the U.S., like where soccer is everywhere.
I agree with you, but the day America ever, like, if they can ever get
it
done,
they'll never win the World Cup.
If they ever do, though,
I love my team,
USA. It's gonna be insane.
Oh, this I'm convinced that's what starts World War III. You want to know what starts World War III?
We're not talking about politics, Trevor.
Well, I know we're not, but and that's not political.
War?
It's because we did it because we are so excited. We burned our own country down because we won the World Cup. Because we never thought it would happen.
But it was a crazy game. Good semifinal games too. Just the tournament was great. If you didn't watch the World Cup, you really missed out. Because
get a chance for another 4 years.
There were several penalties. Well, the Women's World Cup is next year.
2 years from now. We talked about this.
And you were wrong. It's next summer.
Damn
2019.
It might be. He's lying.
Nice try, though.
He's the devil.
But if you missed it, freaking love the World Cup. And again, I don't watch professional soccer at all. Like, I do not watch professional soccer because I can't get into it. Although, I do love this Zlatan Ibrahimovic guy that plays for the Galaxy now. So, LeBron James signs with the Lakers, right?
Right.
And this guy tweets out, like, this is awesome. Now LA has a god and a king. Like, referring to himself as God. he thanked somebody for meeting him.
Okay.
Or, like, said, you're welcome. Like, nice to meet you. And he said, you're welcome. Like, I think he's hilarious to me. Like, okay. Obviously, it's a big show thing. And I think it's funny.
It should be in sports.
But anyway.
Perform and put on a show.
Yeah, exactly. Connor.
That's why I like it's Connor. Entertainment. At the end of the day, it's all entertainment.
Also, side note, we love Rondo.
Nice shout out, dude. We do love
shout
Rondo.
Out. That's how I'm going to close out every show.
Okay.
But we're going to get out of here. So thank you guys for joining us on Back to Sports. We will be back next week.
If
you
have
takes and opinions, leave them in the comments. Or, you know, hit us up throughout the week and let us know what you want to hear us talk about or what your opinions are.
And we will do that.
And we'll work that in.
We'll call you out directly.
Yes, we will. We will credit. Sorry. We will give you credit.
We will.
Although my local news station and NBA memes did not give me credit, I will give you credit.
We will give that
gladly
to you.
Because
we're those kinds of people.
If anybody's still listening, I'm going to challenge you. Drop a video. Drop a video. Give me your take. And we will post it.
Ooh.
And respond to
it. Nice. On anything.
Yeah. Sports related.
Sports.
Don't give me your take on this. This thing is. But.
All right. Zach's got to go.
We're out.
Later, guys.